Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Scott Duff.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
To the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 523. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Scott Duff.
Scotty D in the
Yo!
House. How
we're
are you?
Get back. I'm good. I'm happy that it's finally summer.
You have your improvised chef shirt on.
I
are
do.
You like, are you chefing a lot? Does the summertime make you feel like different kinds of food?
Oh, it makes me want to eat veggies.
Really?
Yes.
Not steak?
No, not
I
steak.
I want to grill food.
I enjoy
I'm
grilling
the boy.
Food
I'm
too.
Mr. Amy.
You are, Mr. Amy. You are, yes. In more ways than one. That we could actually go into right now.
But. We totally could, but that's a whole show.
That is a whole
that's
show
That's an extended
itself.
Mega show.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, no, I always like cooking, because the farmer's markets are going to start happening.
Yeah.
And you get to go and, like, play around and see what weird crap you can find there, like kohlrabi and...
I don't even know what that is. Don't speak to me in
okay,
that dirty language that has something to do with
really
your ball
tasty.
Sack. I don't
it
know.
It has nothing to do with my ball sack.
Okay.
It's really... It's like a a friend of the turnip.
Oh. Well, yeah. I what was the thing that I didn't know what it was? Not quinoa, because I know what quinoa is, but it's like a vegetable. It's also like a turnip, but a potato, but like a...
Jicama.
Jicama.
I love jicama. It's like a potato and an apple had a baby.
There you go.
It's really
so
tasty.
So now I need to know what a kohlrabi... What is it?
Kohlrabi.
A kohlrabi.
You can get kohlrabi all the time at the Devon Market, which
there
is the
go.
Best place in the world to get vegetables.
Yes?
Just, yes.
More
I
than
love...
Edgewater produce? We love
yeah.
that?
I love
Stanley's
Edgewater produce.
Or even a
there's something
that's
about,
way far away from
There's
you.
Something about the Devon Market... It's just because they've got all sorts of, it's also totally like weird Polish shit all over the place
mm-hmm.
too. It's like things with backwards K's and lots of R's. And
Greek
it's really,
and Indian.
Greek and Indian. It's like a totally weirdo thing. You can get like veal kidneys and things like, it's just wrapped up like hamburger meat just sitting out there. And you're like, all right.
And you like to try it and play with it.
Well, I don't do that. I haven't gone, ventured forth into the organ meat.
No?
Insert joke there.
Okay.
But, what's better than roses on your piano, tulips on your organ? Hey, here all week. Tip your waiters.
Woohoo!
So yeah, but their produce section is awesome, and it's just like always looks green and fresh and lovely.
Yeah, it is exciting to like have the food all displayed to where you know it hasn't been shipped in from. You know,
yeah.
Fiji,
yes.
halfway around the world, because
yes.
that kind of fruit or vegetable doesn't grow this time of year anywhere near here.
You
and
know,
we're trying
those,
to eat
those
it.
Fiji foods.
All those Fiji foods. I don't know. I was just trying to think it's a place really far away. Fiji sounds really far away. And somewhere I'd like to go.
Me
it's
too.
Winter months in this town. So, you know, we are deep, deep into Gay Idol.
Yeah.
It's up been to a, our elbows in Gay Idol.
It's been
and,
a crazy season so far. It is
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. And we're heading into the big wild card where you guys invite you know, I don't know, 8 to 10 people that you think the audience
were totally robbed.
They were robbed. And so this coming Sunday, the 2nd of June, you'll be at Spin for Wild Card Night, which is so much fun. I love Spin. And it's kind of where the gays and the straights all meet. So that's always super fun at the corner of Belmont and Halsted. And then you'll also have some sign up slots in case people are like, okay, I'm really
going to
try.
It's my last chance. Last chance to dance.
Last chance.
Yeah.
Last chance.
You can't sing in the competition you help run
it. I can't. It would be illegal. And June 15th, I'm so excited to spend the day at Sidetrack because those will be the semifinals, which is so amazing. You know, I love that it's kind of daylight, it's kind of tea dancey, and we're in that beautiful glass bar, and people are in all inches of that bar.
Yeah, it's gonna
on
be
the roof.
Crazy.
And how are the singers this year lining up?
The singers are really, really, really good. And the thing that I'm digging about it is there's such a wide variety of like of ages and singers. And let me tell you, the ladies have been kicking some ass.
The ladies always kick butt, which is good.
Holy shnikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a couple that I'm like, oh my, if you don't, there's something wrong if they don't make it to the finals.
Well, I'm super excited because that's where I will get to hear all of them for the first time because I will be there with Miss Sophia Sapphire, and we are going to be giving away a trip for two to somebody in the audience, compliments of American Airlines, to fly somewhere. We'll announce that later where the destination is.
Weren't they something special in the air?
They are something
Isn't that
special
like,
on the
we're
air.
We're American Airlines, something special in the air.
I haven't thought of that, but I like that.
I think
if they weren't, they are now.
I think, yeah, well, now they are.
Now they're special.
I think it's an old jingle.
I know, I think that is. I miss the jingle.
Me too. I was just thinking about that because do you realize somebody made a whole shit ton of money off of We Are Farmers, bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
People have made tons of money off all kinds of things.
By Menon.
Yeah. By Menon.
After that.
We used to say, what if it was by Menon?
By Menon.
It could have been a number of different things.
It could have been, but it was a little. Yeah, I miss the jingle.
The jingle is gone.
The jingle is gone.
In a day gone by. You know, and we had a lot of the queers that came up with the jingles.
Barry Manilow.
With the Barry Manilow.
Uh-huh. With his very strange medleys.
With his very strange medleys. But one of the great composers or showmen, I guess, of our history, our homosexual history, the great Liberace. I'm super excited about
Wait about the movie.
Behind the Candelabra.
And maybe we're going to see Matt Damon in a Speedo. So excited.
Matt Damon in a Speedo?
Yes, there's this one shot that... I'm stopping right there.
No, go.
Okay, so like... I'm a total nerd, and I watch Game of Thrones, and I record it, and they've been doing a big push for the Behind the Candelabra on HBO.
Yes,
so when I hit, like, play on Game of Thrones, there's usually right in the middle of the trailer, which has Matt Damon coming out of a pool in a little tiny swimsuit. But my little TiVo bar goes right across it because it hasn't turned off yet.
Oh.
They're like, no, wait down, you TiVo bar. I want to see.
I think it's fleshy colored too, isn't it?
I think so. It'll be really interesting. And that's just a weird story. His boyfriend who got plastic surgery to look like him.
I know. I read an article in the New York Times like a week ago or more about it. You know, really about it. Because he's serving time in prison right now, this guy. He's currently in prison. Not for very long and not for anything really big, but he's just had kind of like a string of like petty theft and stealing identities.
He was addicted to the...
And prostitute.
To the
crystal
drugs
meth.
And stuff
he's
like that.
He's had crystal meth addictions and, you know, I mean, obviously he's been plagued by a lot of things, kind of lost souls in our GLBT community, you know, have battled with. But it's a super interesting story and I just think it's going to be really a revelation to see Matt Damon and Michael Douglas, you know, really go all in because they're both phenomenal actors who don't hold anything back. So I think we're going to have a Behind the Candelabra party here.
I can't wait. And then a Behind the Candelabra pillow fight.
Okay.
With Matt Damon.
With Matt Damon.
With Matt Damon. pinup fights.
That's exciting.
It is exciting to me.
I love that for you. His hair is so blonde. And
it's
so
really
fluffy.
Blonde.
It kind of looked like yours. It kind of looked your about 10 years ago.
Oh my God! Yeah,
you had some blonde.
I did have some blonde
hair.
Fluffy hair, but is it no? He looks more like Nilla, your dog.
Yeah, kind of fluffy.
Fluffy, very fluffy.
He's very pretty.
The amount of hair products on that set, I can only imagine.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Well, Michael Douglas, I'm sure, was wearing a wig, but.
Yes.
But Matt Damon, I think, grew that hair.
No, I think Matt Damon had to be wearing a wig. Girl, he's getting old. Anybody in Hollywood over 40 that's got some sort of long hair, that shit's extensions.
Yeah.
That ain't real.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a dude.
Yeah.
Because it just stops growing or grows only in one place.
Out your ears.
Well, yeah, it goes out your ears. Nose. And, like, on the sides. Like, the sides of my head will, like, grow out faster than the top of my head does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's horrible.
Poor men.
Men, just, yes.
It's really the only thing that you all don't have going for you.
Well,
but other than that.
Childbirth. Did you see that thing that was floating around the internet about these two guys who had electrodes hooked up to them to simulate what childbirth feels like?
No.
Oh, my God. Go and, like, Google it or something if you haven't seen it. It's hilarious. It's these two guys who volunteered to go in, and they were filmed about what it feels like when you're giving birth.
Uh-huh.
And
well, where would they stick them?
On their belly and their groin.
Okay.
And then they
have contractions.
They simulate contractions with it. And these guys cannot take it.
Oh, my God.
It's like, again, warrior women, I love you.
Yeah.
I would never want to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
So there you go. I'm sorry.
I don't want to.
Didn't really go anywhere, but it was.
No, it's a fascinating story. I love the attempt at empathy and understanding that these guys at least potentially wanted to have.
Yeah, and then they were afterwards they're like, oh man, that sucks. Like, I'm so sorry.
I'm not sure if it's not the same thing as like the guys who tried to eat a spoonful of cinnamon or something.
Oh yeah,
like that,
yeah.
Either. Just I'll crazy know. Human tricks or whatever, but. But, you know, we could spin it to be a teaching moment if we want to.
It could be a teaching
could
moment.
Could be a teaching moment.
It could be.
Hey, Scott's here, and that means it's going to be a funny show, A. B, it means that we're going to have an opportunity to talk about something, one of his endeavors, which I'm super, super excited about, a new thing that's coming to Chicago that is starting in just days. So if you're listening to this, we launched this show a little early because of the Memorial Day holiday. We're deep in IML, once again, up to our elbows in IML.
Well, most of those guys do go up to your elbows,
yes,
too.
And the bears are abounding
all
over. Watch out for bears and don't feed them. Unless they're cute and cuddly and you want to take one home with you to keep in your bedroom.
Then have a very nice big sandwich for
them. Exactly. But something that's coming up on Memorial Day, something for you to do. And also, if you're not in Chicago or you're not available Memorial Day, something that you can do in the upcoming weeks as well. So Scott Duff's going to tell us all about it.
That was a good teaser.
I think so.
Stay tuned. Tease. Dot, dot, dot.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Weekend News. The Boy Scouts of America voted by a 60% majority to allow gay youth to participate in scouting. The vote overturned a 22-year-old ban on openly gay scouts that was based on a line from a 1911 Boy Scouts of America oath, "On my honor, I will do my best to keep myself physically strong, mentally alert, and morally straight." Gay adults are still banned from being scoutmasters. The resolution will take effect January 1st, 2014.
The Puerto Rican Senate approved anti-discrimination legislation that would ban discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity in housing, employment, public accommodations, and government services. The vote was 15-11, with the bill going to the Puerto Rico House of Representatives.
The 28th annual AIDS Walk New York brought a crowd of 30,000 participants to Central Park in the nonstop rain, raising more than $5.5 million. The 10-kilometer walk benefits GMHC and 40 other vital aid service organizations.
The Senate confirmed a gay Oregon judge to the federal bench nearly 8 months after President Obama nominated him. U.S. senators confirmed the nomination of Michael McShane for a seat on the U.S. District Court for the District of Oregon, making him the sixth openly gay person to serve on the federal bench.
President Obama will award a posthumous Presidential Medal of Freedom to Dr. Sally Ride, the first female U.S. astronaut to travel to space. Ride died of pancreatic cancer in 2012 at the age of 61. She was survived by her partner of 27 years. The award is the nation's highest civilian honor and is made for her contributions to the U.S. space program and education system.
And Obama mentioned gays and lesbians in his commencement address at historically African-American Morehouse College. The president told the graduating class of mostly black men, "That's what I'm asking all of you to do. Keep setting an example for what it is to be a man, to be the best husband to your wife or your boyfriend or your partner." Obama also drew parallels between the civil and LGBT rights movements.
Dr. Saul Levin, who last year became the first openly gay head of the D.C. Department of Health, has been named the new chief executive officer and medical director of the American Psychiatric Association. Levin is the first known out gay person to head the association, which represents more than 33,000 psychiatric physicians in the United States and abroad.
Lesbian New York City mayoral candidate Christine Quinn has gone public about her past battles with bulimia and alcoholism that apparently started while her mother battled cancer. The current city council speaker said that starting at the age of 16, she secretly binged and purged for a decade until she entered a Florida rehabilitation center.
Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval signed into law SB 139, legislation adding gender identity and expression to the state's hate crimes law. Under the new law, transgender Nevadans will have the same protections against hate crimes as all other vulnerable communities.
And also in Nevada, a marriage equality amendment cleared the final hurdle of the 2013 legislative session. Senate Joint Resolution 13 passed the Assembly on a 27-14 vote, bringing the process to get it to the ballot in 2016 to an end for this year. The proposed amendment must pass again in identical form in the 2015 legislative session before it can go to ballot. Governor Brian Sandoval's signature is not required.
In world news, on May 17th, France's President François Hollande signed into law a measure making the country the 9th in Europe and 14th globally to legalize gay marriage. And on May 29th, Vincent Autain and Bruno Boileau will become the first gay couple to marry in France. Celebrities, key politicians, and LGBT rights leaders will attend. However, the opposition will almost certainly be in attendance, despite warnings by the president himself.
Portugal's parliament passed a bill to offer some adoption and fostering rights to same-sex couples. The bill won with a very narrow majority of just 5 votes in the Lisbon Assembly, but prompted long applause from that 230-seat assembly. This development has been called the biggest movement forward for LGBT rights in Portugal since the country became the 8th in the world to allow equal marriage back in 2010.
The Peace Corps will begin accepting applications from same-sex domestic partners who want to serve together as volunteers overseas. Same-sex couples may begin the application process starting Monday, June 3rd. The Peace Corps requires formal documentation for all couples who want to serve, and same-sex domestic partners will be required to sign an affidavit before leaving for service that verifies their relationship.
Canada is lifting its strict lifetime ban on gay men giving blood, although restrictions will still be in place. The Canadian Blood Services hope to have the new policy in place by midsummer. While there will no longer be a lifetime ban, men who have not had sex with other men in the last 5 years will be allowed to donate blood. The existing criteria excludes potential male donors who have had sex with another man since 1977.
In entertainment news, Britney Spears is working on her 8th album with help from Black Eyed Peas frontman will.i.am. The two previously collaborated on the 2012 song Scream and Shout on his solo album, #Willpower.
Multiple sources have confirmed that Beyoncé is expecting her second child. Speculation started after Beyoncé wore a gown at the recent Met Gala that concealed her stomach, and it increased after she canceled a show in Belgium, citing dehydration and exhaustion.
Out actor John Barrowman of Torchwood and Arrow will host a new celebrity singing competition for ABC this summer called Sing Your Face Off. The show has been commissioned for a 6-episode run, and each episode features 5 celebrities emulating iconic musicians and singing their songs.
A film at the 2013 Cannes Film Festival is said to have the most explosively graphic lesbian sex in recent memory. Blue is the Warmest Color has been described by critics as show-stopping. The erotic film follows a love affair between a French woman and a teenage girl and vied for the Palme d'Or prize.
Out actor Cheyenne Jackson will star alongside such actors as Ally Sheedy, David Boreanaz, Billy Campbell, and Kate Walsh in the upcoming DirecTV drama Full Circle. a 10-episode series, which marks the television debut of screenwriters / playwright Neil LaBute, focuses on a series of conversations between 11 people whose lives are intertwined.
Former American Idol finalist Jennifer Hudson is in negotiations to be a judge on that very show. The Grammy and Oscar winner, who appeared on the final results show, is said to be considering an offer. Kelly Clarkson is as well.
Chicago Filmmakers, the presenting organization of Reeling, the world's second oldest LGBT film festival, has announced return dates for the festival after its 2012 hiatus. The 31st edition of Reeling, which has been officially rechristened Reeling, the Chicago LGBT International Film Festival, will be November 7th through the 14th. Windy City Times movie critic Richard Knight Jr. has been named program director for Reeling.
And country music singer Shelley Wright and her wife Lauren Blitzer Wright are now the parents of identical twin boys. The singer gave birth to his children on May 18th in New York City. The babies are named George Samuel and Everett Joseph after their great-grandfathers. Wright and Blitzer Wright married in Connecticut in August 2011.
And that's the Week in News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hi, this is Patrick Bristow, and you are listening to the Windy City Queercast. What do you think of that?
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of May 27th, 2013, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Steppenwolf Theater Company presents Head of Passes, a world premiere from the creative team behind the celebrated hit The Brother-Sister Plays. Tickets are on sale now for Head of Passes at steppenwolf.org. Head of Passes is playing now through June 9th.
Discover the unique intimacy of the Writers Theater bookstore space with the exhilarating lyrical drama Yellow Moon. Highly recommended by the Chicago Sun-Times for its pure, larger-than-life storytelling, and 4 stars from Time Out Chicago for its moving and immersive coming-of-age tale. Yellow Moon will leave you breathless. Playing now at Writers Theater in Glencoe, just minutes from downtown Chicago on the Edens or the Metro. For tickets, visit writerstheater.org. And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Anyone out there? Bueller, Bueller, post a comment at windycityqueercast.com.
Memorial Day evening, something new is coming to Chicago for us queers, the G, the L, the B, the T, and all ages. Well, you can't be young and come to this, but
yeah, no,
but you know, I'm just saying
it's 21 and up.
Okay, 21 and up, but you know, equal opportunity offender, let's just say that,
right.
And fun,
right?
And that is a new venture that you, our very own Scott Duff, we're gonna lay claim to you as ours. You are producing and hosting a new series of queer comedy nights with Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
And they're launching Memorial Day. So first of all, tell me about Laugh Factory.
Laugh Factory, they own 4 clubs around the country.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in LA, another one in California, one in Vegas, and then the 4th one is here in Chicago that just opened up last August.
And where is it?
It's on Belmont and Broadway.
Okay.
I should know the address, but I don't.
But it's the old movie theater.
It's the old movie theater,
the old
Lakeshore theater. Yeah, and they have totally revamped it inside.
It's gutted.
It is gutted. It's gorgeous. It is like now tiered. There are cabaret tables all over the place. There's a balcony upstairs with like VIP big screen TV, so you can see throughout the
entire
venue.
It's the nicest comedy club in Chicago now.
It's huge too. Yeah. It's really, really big. And Laugh Factory's always had a really philanthropic bent to them. They've mm-hmm. also had a really, really strong connection to the gay community. Mm-hmm. When Jamie Masada, the guy who is the owner and founder of Laugh Factory, uh-huh. when the AIDS crisis first started to appear, he was giving out condoms to every single person that came into mm. the door. He, in the early 80s, was the first person to put on a gay comedy show without comics. Mm-hmm. He really, really fought hard for the gay community and really helped West Hollywood kind of develop into a gay mecca mm-hmm. and a gay center. He's always had a deep love for the community. Mm-hmm. So when he opened up a club here, he wanted to have a queer night out.
Mm-hmm. And especially because they're really kind of in the heart of, of Boys Town. Really close to a lot of the gay clubs and the gay shops and gay-owned businesses. And they're right there.
Yeah, so they're right down the street. So it's so on Memorial Day, we are mm-hmm. launching our queer night, Shigago.
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 That's Chicago with a gay in the middle.
With the gay in the middle, yeah. But you can say
the gays
like,
are in the middle.
Like on the south side, you can, you know, Chicago.
Yeah, I like it.
There we go, with your creamy cheese ass. I don't know. But yeah, so that's going to start on Memorial Day.
Yep.
And for the next 5 weeks, all the way leading up to Pride Week, mm-hmm. we're going to be every Monday, and each week, a different LGBTQ nonprofit organization gets 100% of the proceeds from the door.
Wow, 100%.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's kind of roll through some of what you know, because obviously that kind of makes this whole thing, you know, a destination type of event. In the same way IML is, people could come into town or drive in from Milwaukee or Michigan, Wisconsin, and kind of, you know, plan around when they want to come. So talk about the first event that's going to be this Monday on Memorial Day, which is
May
the 27th.
Yep.
All events are at 8 o'clock?
All events are at 8 o'clock. This first one, though, we have our good friends over at Halsted Vodka, mm-hmm. which is a local craft vodka company,
yes.
Who donates 15% of their profits back to the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. They are hosting a cocktail party at the beginning from 7 to 8. So everybody gets a free gay icon cocktail,
yes.
handcrafted by Halsted Vodka.
It's great vodka. It just won
really
a national
good,
award. They've done a lot with the theater series with us.
Yeah.
And they give back to what I think is great about them. And it's great because their mission seems so in parallel to what Laugh Factory is doing is, you know, it's not like they're giving to like always just the largest organizations. You know, they're giving to, you know, different sized organizations where whatever they donate really has a huge impact.
Right.
And that they give 15% of everything they sell, you know, not 15% of profits, but 15% of every bottle sold goes to, they've helped the Legacy Walk and the Chicago Gay Men's Chorus and, you know, and lots of opportunities. So that's fantastic. That
they come on board as a good supporter for us. So that's from 7 to 8. And DJ Moose.
Yeah.
Our good friend Mark Moose Moto is going to be spinning.
He's a Night Spots columnist as well.
Yeah, he's great. So he's just going to, we're just trying to turn this into a big old queer ass party.
Well, it's funnier if you're liquored up. Let's just be
but
truthful.
It's also just, you know, it's a Monday. So why not just have a fun time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So from 7 to 8, there's going to be a DJ spinning. There's going to be cocktails flowing. And then we have some of the funniest queer and queer-friendly mm-hmm. comics in mm-hmm. Chicago mm-hmm. And from New York,
yes.
too. Our headliner is Jessica Hallam.
The funniest lady.
Is one of the funniest people that ever walked
Jewish,
the planet.
Jewish, saucy, lesbian, fierce advocate.
Dirty. And smart.
Smart.
Really smart. She's, I don't know what happened when she came out because she got warped somewhere along the way in the best possible way.
Yeah, she's ferocious and I love her. Like her comedy is smart and unflinching and very funny.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And like, she was, you know, here for so many years, but has been off in New York and really doing quite well touring around the U.S., so it's fantastic to have her kind of launch this.
I know. I'm really, really excited. When I reached out to her, she was like, absolutely. This is 100% behind it.
Yeah.
So Jessica's going to come in, and she's going to be our headliner. Mm-hmm. We've also got local comics, Joel Kim Booster, mm-hmm. Archer Coe, mm-hmm. Gwen LaRocca, who's awesome. She's a funny, funny lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny DeForest, mm-hmm. who is our good straight ally,
mm-hmm.
who's brave enough to get up during IML weekends.
Yes.
So
good for
him. So it'll be great. And I'm going to be hosting, and
awesome.
There's going to be jokes told, and things are going to happen, and it's going to be really, really fun. And this first night on Memorial Day, the door profits are going to go to the Lesbian Community Care Project.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so we really want to make sure. That's one thing, too, that also really drives me crazy. When people talk about the gay community, they only think about gay boys.
Yeah.
And they don't think about, like, youth or lesbians or anything. So we really wanted to launch everything off with, like, let's take care of our ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so the Lesbian Community
Care... Some lady gave birth to a gay man.
Some, exactly. Well, some of them, I think they were found...
by
wolves or something, or in the cabbage patch. So the other organizations that we're going to be working with are the Test Positive Aware Network,
love them.
The Center on Halsted,
excellent,
About Face Theater,
yes,
and Illinois Safe Schools Alliance.
Oh, fantastic!
Which that one really, as somebody who was a teacher, like that just really means a lot, and that's going to be on the week of Pride Week.
Great.
Is going to be for the Illinois Safe Schools. So
great.
So come on down. If you're in Chicago, come on over. This one starts at 7:00 on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting to see if Halsted, hopefully they'll continue mm-hmm. wanting to come on board and play with us.
Yeah.
But the shows all start at 8:00.
Awesome.
It's $17 at the door, at the online, $20 at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a great night for
$20. It's a great night, yeah.
And they have a bar, too.
So we should just say
they have a full bar.
They've got
so
a full bar.
You can drink or have cocktail service while you watch the show. And you know, it's a very fun thing to do with a group. Like,
yeah.
I know I'm coming with a gaggle of gals and straight and gay. And
yeah, absolutely. It really is like, bring a bunch of people, just have fun. It's a great time after Monday.
Yep.
You know, after you start off the work week, like, ugh.
Yeah.
So, it's an hour and a half of just fun.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to me about, do you have other comics coming down the pike that you want to announce, or are you not announcing people yet?
We
can talk about them in the upcoming podcast
weeks.
Yeah,
we're not really, well, I know people have expressed interest.
Yes.
So, I'm like Ever Maynard. I was really looking forward mm-hmm. to Bradley Thomas,
mm-hmm.
Who's also another very, very funny gay man. And I think YouTube sensation, Sister Myotis,
mm-hmm.
if you haven't seen her, YouTube that.
We will link that in our show notes.
Yeah, YouTube some Sister Myotis. I think she's going to be coming in June.
Mm-hmm.
So,
That's brilliant.
It'll be great. And the fun thing is, right now, we're just kind of playing with the whole form of it.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh Factory is known for stand-up, but
mm-hmm.
I'm all about, like, let's spread the wealth. So bring in some cabaret singers or some improvisers who've been working on a character or
mm-hmm.
so show a short video of something. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think it's all about play.
Yeah.
It's all about play and finding the funny. And
yeah.
finding the funny with the people who are funny that way.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. Such a great fit for you to be somebody to kind of shepherd, you know, this project along. For the reason that you were a part of this community for a really long time, and then now that you're just kind of back in the past year, it's kind of, you have these fresh eyes, and I think it's really, really, really great.
Thanks. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really, really looking forward to it, and I'm so happy that we found these great nonprofit organizations that are going to be the recipient of some...
100%, guys. Like, so you're just going and making basically a donation to a great cause, and you're doing a political action during Gay Pride Month. I mean, I just think you should come... And, you know, for that reason alone. But then it's going to be funny and you're going to laugh. Your sides are going to hurt. And you're happier, your sex is better, and you lose weight when laughing.
There you go.
Those are all reasons. And, you know, and great Buddhist practice is just to smile. It just makes you better. It does.
There's a whole
meditation about smiling while you meditate. So,
I love that.
So where do you think the gay community is with comedy? I mean, just to take this into a little deeper, less specific to just Chicago, but like, I mean, obviously this town is super known. We have, you know, a few performers, new performers on Saturday Night Live, you know, are from Chicago. We obviously have Fame Second City here, which is a different thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
with improv or sketch shows or whatever that is. You know, we tend to be a town, you know, that cultivates and helps nurture young comedians.
Yeah, Chicago is really big, a big comedy town. I mean, even TNT has their real funny comedy show. Mm-hmm. Like Conan O'Brien comes and does his show here for a week during that whole thing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
it's got a really big thing. But in terms of like the gay community and comedy.
Yeah, I mean, I always feel like, you know, well, the women have always been, it feels like, you know, super, super successful, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, of either starting in comedy and then launching these careers. I mean, obviously, Ellen DeGeneres. Obviously, Rosie O'Donnell. Then we look at Wanda Sykes. You know, we look at these people who are just, you know, really, you know, have really hit some sort of global acceptance. And I wonder, you know, is it the one arena where it's easier for women? Because I know it's a very, you know, I mean, like most worlds, it's a very male environment. It can be. But it seems like these women have really persevered in the GLBT community of you know, moving forward and having their comedy be seen on a more mainstream level.
Yeah, I think what's really cool about, I don't know why this is kind of popped into my head, but just even thinking about like the success of women, it's such a powerful place to be. Mm. Like comedy is, it's hard.
Yeah.
And it's a forceful act too, because if you think about it, you're making somebody laugh.
Right.
Like that's
the intent.
That's the intent. But even, but the fact that you are making somebody do something. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's really aggressive. And I think it's really great that these women who have been so successful are claiming that power and standing up there and just really like using their words and their mind and their spirit and sense of humor to really help shape minds and stuff. I know personally, I kind of started getting funny when, you know, like in junior high school or whatever, because it's easier to deflect bullies. Mm-hmm. Like if they're laughing, they can't hit you.
Right.
You know, like it was kind of a self-defense mechanism, cultivating my sense of humor. But also I was just home alone and watched Bill Cosby himself. So.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, you know, for you, you know, I tend to, when I think of comedians even, I think of women. Like, I don't think as much of men. I mean, obviously, you know, I can think of some straight men that, I mean, you mentioned Bill Cosby or Richard Pryor or Chris Rock. I mean, that they all have in common that they're African-American, you know, which is interesting. But it isn't, you know, and then there are, I guess, you know, the straight white male comedians that get their own television shows. You know, there's the Seinfeld and there's the...
Well,
you know,
and again, I think that just goes back to society being like, it's for some reason, it's, lesbians are easier to take than gay men in certain aspects. Mm-hmm. I have no idea why that is, but it just seems like, you know.
And yet, I think when we think of great like film characters or television shows, the comedic guys are always guys. You know, the comedic gays are guys. You know, you don't really see like, oh, that's a hysterical show with the funny lesbians on it. I mean, that's actually.
Well,
when they're playing characters, you know, like we think of Modern Family has like Cameron Mitchell, or we think of
Jack McFarlane, Unwilling Grace.
You know, we think of even in some films, you know, like what was the movie with Tori Spelling? You know, I can't even think right now where she had like the gay friends. Oh, what was
Trick?
That? Trick, you know. Or...
Yeah, but that's hardly mainstream, though.
No, it's not mainstream, but I'm just even trying to think of, you know, where you have, like, the gay best friend or, like, My Best Friend's Wedding, you know, with Julia Roberts.
Well, you see, but then there's this whole thing.
That marginalizes the gay man, right?
Because the gay man then becomes the joke as opposed to, like, taking the power to tell the joke, you know, as opposed to, like, you know, with any mainstream success, I think the fact that these women, these queer women comics that have been moving forward have been so successful, it's because they are women and not perceived as less threatening. You know,
yeah, this is your opinion.
This is just my opinion.
But I
but, you
think
know,
it's
like,
a valid...
there's something, because I think it all goes, I mean, sorry, I just got tongue-tied.
No, but I mean, you know, I mean, there are definitely gay male comics, you know, over the years of doing Les by Gay Radio and Windy City Radio and Jason Stewart. Is that his name? Jason Stewart, right? And, I'm drawing a blank. I mean, who you know, hit some national recognition, you know, but it just feels like, I'm wondering if, like, the tide is shifting, you know? Like, I'm really... looking forward to the day where we have, like, I mean, you know, in London they have it. It's called Graham Norton. You know, I mean, there are people right. who have broken through.
Well,
you
even know, now, like, we can look at, you know, zeitgeist, even you know? Andy Cohen.
Yeah, Andy Cohen is doing it.
Not necessarily a comedian, but he's, like, he's really funny in that.
Yeah. And,
but he doesn't stop moving like a shark.
Yeah.
So like, here we go, I'm moving around.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's true. That's a great person to point out.
Yeah, he's definitely got, like, but also doesn't hurt that you run your own network.
And therefore so, you give yourself 22 minutes. Right. It's not a big deal, you know? Yeah, it's true.
So yeah, I mean, there's, they're definitely like.
But I don't think 10 years ago we could have had an Andy Cohen.
Oh, no,
of
course not.
Which is super interesting that, like, we're on this precipice of having that, you know? We're on the, you know, when we're having. Even sports stars coming out, male sports stars
right.
coming out who are gay, you know, or we're having Anderson Cooper come out who is gay and we trust him, we get our news from him, you know.
Right.
And then we laugh with somebody like Andy Cohen or whatever, you know. It does feel to me that just in the past couple of years, we are seeing it shift into
like,
a kind of coming into your home or being something you would choose then to go out and see. You know, that we haven't quite had that male who is the, and please, guys, if you're listening to this and there, I'm missing somebody, but we haven't really quite had the, you know, the Lily Tomlin or the Wanda Sykes or the Ellen. We haven't had that.
Soon you will. It'll be Scott Duff.
Scott Duff.
Scott Duff. That's professional gay.
Professional gay.
Professional gay.
There you go. Professional gay funny man.
Yes.
Well, I hope people will come out and start seeing some of the talent, though, that may be this next voice. You know, this next voice for our community. And already are the next voice, but just maybe you don't know them yet. And some really funny people that are going to be in the lineup for Memorial Day. I will be there. And I'm going to have some friends there.
Where will you be?
I will be at Chicago.
Chicago. At the Laugh Factory.
At the Laugh Factory at Belmont and Broadway. And we will have the link where you can buy tickets in our show notes. You can get those fast. Or you can get them at the door and come at 7 o'clock so you can have a drink on Halsted Vodka.
And we're help the LCCP.
Help the LCCP. We're going to help the lesbians with all of their personal care and health.
Yes.
And safety. And here, a very funny woman, Jessica Hallam, who will be in from NYC to do her thing.
Coming back,
be back to
Chicago.
I'm sure she'll have some stories just around Leather Weekend and Pride as well.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So, linked in our show notes, get your tickets for Chicago. I'm so excited about it. At the Laugh Factory, Scott Duff will be hosting. So if you've always wanted to know who Scott Duff was, he'll be center stage.
That'll be me.
That will be him. I'll be having a cocktail watching him and being the loud lesbian in the corner going,
I like love that.
Waving my bra in the air for you. How about that?
Excellent. I thought you were going to wave a flannel shirt.
No,
you know?
I was going to maybe wave some sort of root vegetable.
A root
vegetable that I've discovered that day at
Excellent.
The farmer's market.
I love it.
I can't even pronounce what I'm supposed to be discovering. But
kohlrabi.
Kohlrabi. I'm going to call it a kohlabra. Kohlrabi.
That's behind the kohlrabi.
Behind the kohlrabi.
There we are. That's going to be your
behind the kohlrabi. I think you could just show that trailer and people would giggle.
Done.
I mean, that would be funny.
Done.
That would be good. All right, everybody. Happy IML. I hope to see you Monday night at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, after your traditional grilling of meats.
Exactly.
Come on out.
Be safe this weekend. Have fun. Play safe. And we'll see you. We'll see you Monday night.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.